This is JIS News. Coming up, more than 500 acres scorched in Mavis Bank bushfire. House of Representatives to vote on CCJ bills today, and PICA to offer 3-day service at Diaspora Conference in June. The news in detail after this message.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Members of the House of Representatives are today expected to vote on legislation to replace the UK-based Privy Council with the Caribbean Court of Justice as Jamaica's final court of appeal. The bills to be debated are the Caribbean Court of Justice Act 2012, the Constitution Amendment Caribbean Court of Justice Act 2012, and the Judicature Appellate Jurisdiction Amendment Act 2012. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has on several occasions endorsed the movement to replace the Privy Council with the CCJ. Last year, the Prime Minister congratulated the people of Dominica for adopting the CCJ as their final court of appeal. The CCJ was established February 14, 2001, through an agreement signed by the heads of government of CARICOM at their 22nd meeting in Nassau. The CCJ has two functions, an original jurisdiction and an appellate jurisdiction. In its original jurisdiction, the CCJ adjudicates on matters relating to the rights of CARICOM nationals to move freely within the community and to freely do business within CARICOM. The CCJ also serves as the final court of appeal for member countries that decide to use it for this purpose, including Dominica, Guyana, and Barbados. The Agriculture Ministry says it will cost approximately $300 million to replant the coffee and other crops lost in sections of East Rural St. Andrew due to a massive bushfire. A preliminary assessment conducted by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, indicates that more than 500 acres of agricultural lands have been burnt, resulting in losses estimated at close to $200 million to coffee farmers alone. Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan cautions that losses could climb to $500 million. Mr. Buchanan says despite the huge financial losses, some of the crop was reaped prior to the start of the bushfires.
Coffee Board indicated to me that their estimate would have been about $100 million in damages. Fortunately, they indicated that 80% of the coffee was reaped before.
The junior agriculture minister was speaking during a tour of the affected communities in East Rural St. Andrew Monday. The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, will be offering a 3-day passport service at the 6th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference June 13 to 18 at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James. Director of Customer Service at PICA, Leslie Chisholm, says the agency will also have an immigration officer on location to facilitate processing of immigration documents as well as offer information and citizenship services to patrons.
Because it's a short week. If they come on Monday, they can actually get the passports back on Wednesday, so we have an expedited passport service. We're having a full house, full service. We look forward to having our diaspora there.
The services will be offered as part of the government at your service one-stop shop feature of the conference. And Climate Change Minister Robert Pickersgill is encouraging young people to become more involved in educating others about climate change adaptation. Addressing the recent presentation ceremony for winners in the ministry's Climate Change Division's logo competition, Mr. Pickersgill noted that everyone can play a role in helping the country to adapt to the impacts of climate change. He says an essential measure for consideration is the prevention of deforestation, which destroys Jamaica's forest cover.
Plant a tree to protect our watersheds. Trees are one of the planet's natural cleaners. They take in carbon dioxide and send out life-giving oxygen. They also protect our watersheds by binding the soil so it doesn't wash down into our water sources. The more trees we plant, the better our environment will be.
Mr. Pickersgill is encouraging young people to learn as much as possible about renewable energy in light of declining fossil fuel resources and increasing greenhouse gas emissions. He is also urging everyone to conserve on their use of water. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.